Today is December 7, 2005. My name is Ulrich Olron, and I'm interviewing Nick Alokli. Is that how you say it?
Alokli.
And today's topic will be supernatural beings. Topic will be supernatural beings and encounters with supernatural beings, or stories about supernatural beings. And the first question is, I would like to know what types of supernatural beings you have in your region, in your area.
Well, I don't know how you spell it. You call them Ahulas. Ahulas mean, in their language, runaway people that turn supernatural.
Or do you say it again?
A whole lock.
Yeah. A whole lock. I'll try. A-H-O-O-L-A-Q. A whole lock.
Uh-huh.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
And those are runaway people that turned wild?
Yeah, turned wild and get supernatural. And that's what they used to say. There used to be a lot of encounters before, but not anymore. I encountered one myself, but I just can't really stay. I almost kind of figure out why it didn't have no flow. It's just like the dark brown, you're like burlap, like gunny sacks, you know, dark brown. It's clothing all the way up from his face down. I didn't see his face. In the evening, and my dad physically escorted him out the door, and he didn't struggle. After he got out, we watched him going up the hill. We could see him anymore. It was moonlight, we could see. That was it, I mean.
He just walked into your house?
Mm-hmm. And he knocked for us.
No, it not.
I don't know why he picked that out of my house.
Hmm. His dad just got him back out?
Mm-hmm.
Or your dad? What was your dad's name?
Lejean.
Huh?
Lejean.
L-E-Z-O-N. Lejean.
To see them small people.
Has there anybody else told stories of the Ahulak and their encounters?
Yeah, there used to be a lot.
What type of things would they encounter? What would the Ahulak do?
They don't do nothing. They just, other places they just steal off. Dried fish.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Steal food?
Mm-hmm. And there's another one, but there's a book out down Kodiak. I was going to bring one up, and there's all kind of stories there. There's one story I heard about. There's one guy, his name was David Peterson. They were trapping over in they call it Ayakulik Bridge River.
Ayakulik River?
Yeah. What do you call it?
How do you spell Ayakulik?
I don't know. Ayakulik River.
Huh?
Yeah. They call it Red River.
Red River?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Red River.
Well, he had a partner. His name was Walter Pennero.
What's his name?
Walter.
Walter
Pennero. They were trapping, and he went to his other cabin. He stayed there, and the other guy stayed in the other cabin. At night time, after they got done, what, checking the traps, that they were going to go to sleep in the bed. He just had tea and bread. You hear that knocking, and here comes that little old man. Oh, white. Everything he was white. Tail white. And they were the stories to hear a long time ago. And then he offered the little man, if you want tea and bread. He took the tea, but he wouldn't eat the bread. And he was wondering, there's something strange, why wouldn't he eat the bread? Because they wouldn't eat the bread.
Was that with David Peterson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he said he had his gun by him when he was down. And the other guy would lay in the other bed, the other side. Said he was peeking at him, I guess, pretending to sleep. And that guy got up, I guess he went up by the stove and get the whip, probably hit him, knocked him, clapped him with it. But he stood up and came towards him, shot him. I don't know how many times he shot him. He was so scared, he ran over to his partner's cabin. He told him, I just shot a man. Do you want to go over there till in the morning? In the morning they went to the house, the cabin. There was nobody, no man. Here there was a weasel all shot up.
A weasel?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's what I used to hear. Everybody used to tell stories. When I went to this camp in Apognak.
Apognak?
Yeah. They thought I'd dig a Apognak in. There's a book there. The name of it was Chamai. Chamai Shalom.
Yeah.
But the book name was Chamai. And there's a story there. And I was looking at the stories. And I happened to look at Walter Panamera's story. He just told the story how it happened.
Walter Panamera?
Yeah, because he was there with David.
Yeah.
And I started reading that. Boy, this is going to actually hear when I was small.
Hmm.
He was like, well, everything there was exactly the way I used to hear it. But he was better because he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Witnessed it.
Hmm.
The weasel was all shot up, quite injured.
Mm-hmm.
I guess humans used to know that. Animals and humans, I think, I don't know how to call that. And he was telling stories about him and his brothers who were trapped in this, they called it Man Bay. They used to have a bacon slab, slab of bacon outside, you know.
This was square? Where was this?
Dead Man Bay.
Dead Man Bay?
It's the Kwakamakia. Well, that story was, he was telling it to me. They didn't want to, he was going to make breakfast and he would get the bacon. Bacon was gone. And he said they could see tracks, but the tracks were so going to disappear.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Probably from the hula-hoop?
Mm-hmm. And keep doing that, and the next day they just said the same thing. The bacon was gone. The whole bacon was gone this time.
Mm-hmm.
They see tracks again, and they go so far and disappear. It's a story, it's only that.
Has there been some stories about the hairy man? Bigfoot?
Yeah, some people from Carter here. It's like in Kodiak, not long ago. Couple. Some.
Be done by 1 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What time was yours?
All I know. But, another tactic, you know, there's a candidate. These college kids used to come work. They used to have a night watchman. They got a clock and they have to go over. Candidate. Make sure they were checking the cannon.
Where was this in?
Al-Attack.
Al-Attack?
Yeah,
Al-Attack.
Cannon. And he was just a young guy, I guess. He went upstairs. He saw something. And he got too scared. And the next day, he quit and went home. He didn't want to work anymore.
Do you know what he saw?
Pretty spooked. There's a lot of stuff like that used to happen before. Not anymore. They were too busy to do other things. I don't think of them. Well, before they used to hunt all the time. Now nobody does that. Used to hear things all the time.
In Chivac, our elders, they said that long ago, the land was thin, and that's why they encountered a lot of supernatural beings, and they saw a lot of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But they slowly started barely seeing them. The land got thick. They were able to hide.
Oh.
And they said, in the future, the land's going to get thin again. You guys are going to start seeing more and more of the supernatural beings and the spirits when the land starts getting thinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that because before it used to be all kind of things happening, but no more. And there's a lot of stories on, but like in Old Harbor, they used to lose dried fish all the time. Mm-hmm. There's one guy that used to be a leader in church. His name was in the county. Inga. And he didn't lie about stuff like that. And so one time he saw in the window here. He was so big, right above the window. They miss all the dried fish. They just take it. Weird. I've been eating stuff like that before. And one time I read a story, this one guy, I know he was from Perryville, across the main mountain.
Perryville?
Yeah. His name was Samuel Stepanoff.
Samuel Stepanoff?
Yeah. And there was an article someplace I read. Same thing that we see down in Korea. Same stories. Same kind of, a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
We see it all over at the same time. It was weird when I read it because same thing in Korea. No, I haven't. The mainland will do the same thing. That book about the weasel is I talk on the house and bring it up to let you guys read it. Because I know I was going to tell that story, but striking that the guy that was with that guy, he's going to tell build the story.
Mm-hmm.
How it really happened. Mm-hmm. He saw that weasel. He saw it, saw it. It was not human. But when we shot him, it was a human.
What about the little people? Your dad?
Yeah, my dad.
Did you see some?
Yeah.
What do you guys call the little people?
Sungchut.
Huh?
Sungchut.
Sungchut?
Yeah, small people.
Sungchut?
Basically, about those people. They don't bother nobody. One time, there's a certain day, it's after masquerading time, they have a scary night. It's in January 19th. We used to go to church at 10 o'clock. And get the old spirit out. And I was coming home, opened my friend down. Next morning from our house, my dad was in the porch. And he asked me, and I looked at him, and he asked me if I saw them little people. I told him, he saw them. He said, hey, he said, but I didn't see them. He saw them. And he said, they turned. They went across over, and they went inside the old house that nobody was living there.
Which porch did they come out of? Which porch did they come out of?
My dad was in the porch watching them.
Oh, he was?
And he was watching them come in. Because the church was there. He used to go to church at 10 o'clock.
Where do you see the little people? What were they doing?
And
they're outside?
Just walking on the road.
Oh, walking on the road?
That's all he told me. I don't know much about that.
Let's hear stories about supernatural beings.
Yeah, that's a lot of my family. I'm sure there are a lot of people know a lot about it. Older people probably knew something about them all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they used to tell me about. That's all I know. About the weasel, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Because it is, you know, you mentioned animals, I think. I don't know how to call that.
The spirit world?
Mm-hmm.
Animal?
Yeah.
Animals and spirits?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.